for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday, Yeheus.
I understand you're kicking off with African football.
Yes, Yeheus. Let's kick off with African football. The field is set for Thursday's semifinals at the 15th COSAFA Cup tournament in South Africa. In the first semifinal at the Moruleng Stadium in South Africa's Northwest Province, Namibia will meet Madagascar. And that will be followed by the second semifinal between Botswana and Mozambique. The Mozambicans advance to the Final Four by beating Malawi on penalty kicks after a 2-2 draw. Botswana also needed penalty kicks to oust host South Africa, as did Namibia, which eliminated defending champion Zambia. In a tournament of surprises, Madagascar pulled off perhaps the biggest upset, shocking guest team Ghana on Monday 2-1. With the score tied at 1-1, the match appeared to be going to another penalty kick shootout, but Madagascar got a spectacular goal in the last minute of the match from Olivier Somori. He hit the ball perfectly into the top corner of the net over Ghana's experienced goalkeeper, Fatou Dauda. I'll be talking with our African football guru, David Legg, about the COSAFA Cup during Wednesday's Sunny Side of Sports. I'm guessing David didn't have Madagascar and a few of those other teams advancing to the semifinals before the competition kicked off. In fact, the four teams in Thursday's semifinals, Namibia, Madagascar, Botswana, and Mozambique, have never lifted the COSAFA Cup for member nations of the Council of Southern Africa Football Associations.
Voice of America!
Cook all meat and animal products thoroughly before consumption. My name is John Obi Mikel. Together we can beat Ebola.
Chelsea midfielder John Obi Mikel has been omitted from Nigeria's squad for next month's 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Chad. Nigeria's head coach, Stephen Keshi, denies reports of a rift with Obi Mikel, saying, and I quote, "We've spoken, and contrary to reports, there is no problem between us at all." The Nations Cup qualifier against visiting Chad is scheduled for June 13th in Kaduna. Obi Mikel hasn't played for the Super Eagles of Nigeria since last November, but Keshi describes the Chelsea man as an integral member of the team who brings a lot to it. Keshi says right now he wants to give opportunities to some new players. One of the foreign-based players Keshi did include on his roster is Lille goalkeeper Vincent Enyema, who David Legg has described as the best goalkeeper in Africa. Enyema is one of 15 foreign-based players who are scheduled to join locally-based players at a training camp in Abuja next week ahead of the Chad match. Keshi led the Super Eagles to the 2013 Nations Cup title, but the Nigerians failed to qualify for this year's tournament in Equatorial Guinea, which was won by Ivory Coast. Keshi says he has a big task ahead to rebuild the team, and he's confident Nigeria will bounce back.
Oh, Africa.
this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Ni chabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. I received a nice letter today from Ezekiel Caring, who writes from Moy's Bridge in Kenya's Rift Valley province. Ezekiel says he wants to give a shout-out for Voice of America director David Ensor, who is stepping down at the end of May. In fact, Ezekiel's letter arrived one day before a celebration at our VOA headquarters for director Ensor. Ezekiel, I'll pass on your comments to David, and thanks for writing. Turning to African athletics, Kenya-born Eunice Chumba finished third among the women at the recent Karlovy Vary half marathon in the Czech Republic. Eunice, who now runs for Bahrain, had a time of 70 minutes and 59 seconds. That put her 1 minute and 48 seconds behind the winner, Mulu Saboka of Ethiopia, and 32 seconds behind the second-place finisher, Lina Cherutu of Kenya. The energetic Andy Edwards spoke with Eunice Chumba before the race. Here's Andy.
We're going to have a chat with Eunice Chumba, who is Kenyan-born, but for the last year or so has been running for Bahrain, and with great success. Eunice, I know Kenyans travel a lot, and of course you're Bahraini as an athlete now, but you are really getting around the place. Because not only are you here in the Czech Republic, in Karlovy Vary, but you've been running in the Asian Games and looking at the Asian Championships. So you're only 21. First of all, what prompted the switch from being a Kenyan to running for Bahrain?
It was an opportunity. Now, in Kenya, we have so many runners in Kenya, and most are the best. But now I decided only to go to run for Bahrain. Yeah.
And You train back in Iten in Kenya, of course, one of the hotbeds of training. Your running partners, do they show any resentment, animosity to you, or do they just say, good luck to you?
No, they say, yes, good luck to you. Maybe even my friends say, yeah, you take us even there. We can run for Bahrain. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. You were telling me before we began recording this interview that you're still running track, 10,000 metres. You've run 32 minutes, 40-odd last year in the Asian Games. And you're looking at the Asian Championships coming up. Now, what's the significance of those Asian Championships?
Now, I'm going back to Kenya to prepare for Asian Championship. Now, nothing. I have been training for this half marathon and also for track, no problem. Yeah.
You don't find a problem combining road race training and 10,000 meter track training?
No, no problem. No problem at all. I have been training for both of them. Yeah, if I have no race in for track, I usually go for road races.
And the reason for those Asian Championships coming up in China in June is because, from what I understand, the Bahraini Federation will then select their World Championship team for Beijing in August. And, of course, I presume you want to be running in the 10,000 metres in Beijing.
Yeah, I am looking forward now to run the 10,000 in World Championship in Beijing. Now, for June is like selecting the team. So to represent Bahrain in China. Now I'm looking forward to be the top three so that I can compete there.
Well, that certainly would be fascinating. You're only 21, so you've packed a lot into your life. I mean, all these decisions saying I'm going to run for Bahrain, travelling around, going to Asian Championships. Is it you who's making those decisions or do you have advisors?
No, no, it is my no advisors. It is like my private schedule.
Well, may I say you've got a wise head on what are very young shoulders at the age of 21 and very promising as an athlete. Well, Eunice Chumba, all the best for those Asian Championships qualifiers. We will look forward to seeing you on the track running for Bahrain. Thanks very much, Eunice.
OK, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
In the National Basketball Association playoffs Monday night, the Houston Rockets avoided elimination with a 128-115 victory over the visiting Golden State Warriors. It was must-win for the Rockets, who now trail the best-of-seven-game Western Conference Finals 3-1. Rockets star James Harden, who sports my favorite beard in basketball, exploded for a playoff career-high 45 points. Houston led from start to finish, and the Rockets now travel to Oakland, California, where Game 5 will be played Wednesday night. The Warriors advance to the NBA Finals if they win on Wednesday night. I'm VOA's Sonny.